helicopter activity was persistent every day over the fields, over patterns. And I watched the military helicopters fly their repeated patterns specifically over fields where there either have been crop formations or in past years they have come so repeatedly. And there was even helicopter aggression against people in night watches on Adams Grave and in the silage turnoff at the East Field, which are extremely well known to people who go every year to southern England. And people reported helicopters landing in the night near their tent or their cars, flashing beam lights, and scaring them away for unknown reasons. And that has never happened in those night watch places before this year of 2006. And so the question hangs there, why so much military interest in the formations, and why were they scaring away people? And one friend of mine in England, Andy Buckley, has videotaped helicopters literally chasing the mysterious, what they call plasma balls of light in crop formations. And a couple of years ago, Andy had an off-the-record conversation with a British intelligence agent who was very interested in Andy Buckley's videotapes. And he told Andy that the helicopters were equipped with infrared videotape cameras that could see in a wide range of IF frequencies because there were special military units with missions to chase the lights away from the fields. But he would not tell Andy why the military had orders to chase the mysterious lights from fields and crop formations. And it's very interesting that usually the mysterious lights that are captured on videotapes and photographs are small, maybe about 6 to 12 inches in diameter based on analysis of photographs and tape. But on this recent trip to England, I learned about an encounter between two military helicopters and a glowing red object at least 5 feet in diameter. I was at the Silent Circle Cafe in Churchill talking with the cafe owner, Charles Mallett, and he introduced me to Kate Fenn. She's a community care officer for the adult health and social care team at Savernack Hospital in Marlborough. And a year ago, in early August of 2005, Kate and one of her hospital colleagues were driving toward Ramsbury on the Stitchcombe Farm Road in Savernack Forest. This is a place that has had dramatic and complex formations over the past 15 years, including one that emerged last July made up of 78 triangles in a fractal pattern that covered more than 200 feet in the wheat. And that is the formation the helicopters and this large red glowing object were moving above. And you can see images of that formation and Kate's drawing of what they saw at my news website, earthfiles.com. Now, here is Kate Fenn to describe what happened a year ago in Savernack Forest, Wiltshire, England, between two military helicopters and a large red sphere.
Okay.
We took the little Stitchcombe Road, and I have lived in Wiltshire all my life and very aware of the terrain and the forest and the land here. And as we were travelling on the Stitchcombe Road, a little forest road, we were aware of the trees beginning to move around us, and it was very sunny, bright day, about 11 a.m., we were wondering what it was because it wasn't windy on that particular day. My friend and colleague said she could hear helicopters, and by the time we could hear them, they were very close by and very loud and appeared and roared over the top of the car. They were black military helicopters, and we wondered what they were doing in this area because we don't tend to see those particular helicopters very often in this area. As we were travelling, these helicopters were making the trees very, very wild, and my friend was quite scared because the noise from them, they were very low, and the noise from them was vibrating through the car. We slowed up to see where they had gone, and we actually found that they had gone into one of the first fields that you come to when you take that little road. And I decided to pull over and have a look at exactly what they were doing because they appeared to be hovering there at that time. The noise was extraordinary. The trees were quite wild around us, and I was aware very quickly of a luminous red ball of light. that was underneath the helicopters and was moving independently from them. The type of red that it glowed was a kind of a ketchup red, a tomato red, which seemed to be contained in the form, and it would have been, I suppose, about 5 feet in diameter, but was moving quite rapidly when it chose to, it seemed, moving across the field and across the formation that was there, which was situated down in a dip, and this ball of light moving and almost playing with these helicopters. And the helicopters were just literally above it, trying to follow it across the field. And we stood and watched for a few minutes, and then a helicopter came across to us and to the car. And we were aware of this ball of light, which I had never seen before. It was not connected in any way to the helicopter itself. It was quite independent of that, and seemed to then shoot off, and you just couldn't see it. It moved so fast. And later on that particular day, when we got back to the hospital, everybody that works there had been very aware of the activity of these military helicopters because they had flown so low over the hospital itself. Indeed, as we were talking about it, they came back again and were joined by two others. So it was almost like a full-scale exercise going on out there in the middle of Savernake Forest, which is certainly not normal.
And if you were going to characterize whether the interaction between this 5-foot tomato red glowing sphere and those helicopters was aggressive from the sphere to the helicopters or aggression from the helicopters to the sphere, what would you say?
I would say it was most definitely from the helicopter to the sphere, the aggression. The aggression didn't seem to come in any shape or form from the sphere, and in actual fact it seemed to be very, if you could say it was confident, very smooth moving and not bothered by the helicopters at all.
Would it be fair to say that the red light was actually playing cat and mouse with the helicopters?
Absolutely. Had we not been shaking in our boots, I think it would have been fun to watch, you know, for longer.
Did you hear any sound that was associated with that red sphere?
Nothing at all.
And if the British military is in an aggressive stance against these mysterious lights, have you and your colleagues speculated about why that might be?
We did wonder that very same thing, why the military was being so aggressive and so interested in it. Pure fear, I would imagine. Pure fear.
And some people in England think that the British military and the United States military are working together with infrared frequencies to identify these plasmas that in some condition cannot be seen by the human eye, and in others that they can be seen and videotaped and photographed. And if Kate, if her guess were correct, why in the world would any military or governments be afraid of these plasmas interacting with cereal crops and grasses around the planet? What is the other hypothesis? That they know something about whatever the intent is of the crop formations and they are trying to stop them. Either way, George, it seems to me very clear that in the constant and persistent aggression of military helicopters in the fields, and not only in England, in other places of the planet in relationship to crop formations, it automatically implies a tremendous amount of government knowledge about this crop circle mystery that they will not make any comment on.